All right, guys, welcome to this episode of the Struggling Sisters podcast. This podcast is going to be today about the sanctuary, and it might contain like too much information, and you might wonder what exactly is happening in your ear holes.
And if you like Emily's podcast a whole lot, but you think she may be too serious, abrasive, sarcastic.
What? Nope. Enough. Thank you. Thanks for weighing in there. But anyway, the Struggling Sister show is a little bit lighter and hopefully less serious. So I wanted to introduce my sister, Katie. She's younger than me, but just by a couple of minutes. And she's, you know, different. We have different strengths. She affords us every opportunity to laugh at the new things she's learning, even before our very eyes, like the amount of states there are in our great country.
So funny.
But as it turns out, we are both struggling and we're kind of good at doing it together.
It's true. So we want to thank all of the Struggs who support the Struggle Well Project on Patreon. Them Struggs get Struggling Sisters content multiple times a month right in their podcast feed.
Right in there.
So some tiers get swag and everyone gets a peek behind the podcast curtain in our exclusive Facebook group.
That makes me sound like the Wizard of Oz.
Okay. You don't like that?
No, I don't mind. I'm just saying it makes me sound like the Wizard of Oz. So listen, we want to see your face in that Patreon community if you're not there yet. So head to patreon.com/strugglewellproject and you can support us at any level. $1.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So we have a lot of new stuff is kind of happening. I'm getting a lot of emails from people saying, I'm sorry, I don't want you to stop doing the show. And I think maybe I wasn't clear or maybe I didn't even know myself. But my plan is not to stop the show, Katie. My plan is to kind of bare bones it a little bit.
Right. We're strapping back.
What? We're strapping back.
We're cutting back.
It's a back strap. I have laid off. Basically, I've laid you off and I've laid off Rachel, my producer.
She's kicking people off the island over here.
I've only kept myself. That seems a little selfish.
Last man standing.
Anyway, so I start on Monday. Actually, the day that this goes out, I will be in my teal scrubs, which I don't love that they're teal. But what are you going to do? They're very comfortable. And I will be working as a nurse while you...
Working as a nurse.
While you hear this.
I'm so happy for you. So you only said that in an Instagram story. So you are going back to be a full-time nurse, and can you say what type of place you're working at?
You know, I think it's fine. I don't really know. Okay. I'm going to be working at an inpatient eating disorder center, and it's like a super small center, and we're just going to be loving on these girls who are struggling with eating disorders.
I think that it's perfect for you, and I think that you're going to really be changing people's lives, and I'm pumped up for you. I'm so happy for you.
I am too. I'm a little like, hold it, I love my flexible schedule, but... It's fine. I will still have 4 days off.
I'll
be very full. Oh, yeah. 3/12.
Great.
Yeah. And I told my kids, like, you're not going to see me for like 3 days a week. And then they were like, yes. Like, so after school is going to be an absolute circus of snacks and laying around watching TV.
Oh my gosh, it's Ninjago, it's all the Netflix, it's gonna be great.
Yes, it's every single sassy Disney show that teaches you how to be rude to your parents. It's going to be fun. Fun, fun, fun. So anyway, I'm excited slash nervous slash sad, but we'll see. I don't think that this show's going to go away. So everybody needs to calm down. We're going to make it.
Get the heck over it. Just kidding. We're sad too. It's going to be great. I'm sorry. I've had a lot of coffee. Can I tell you what my new adventure is going to be?
Yeah, so since you've been laid off.
Since I've been kicked off the island, I'm floating in the ocean with just a little dinghy. And also, Emily moves quickly. So it was, hey, I've got big stuff coming up with the show. I'm so pumped up. Then it was, excuse me, I need to find a different job. And you know what that means for you. And then it was, I've applied to every job in the world. Oh, I have an interview tomorrow. Oh, I have the job. That's Emily's life.
I get stuff done and it's really good. And
It's true.
honestly, I've given you a whole month notice.
Listen, I don't want to air out our dirty laundry
Okay.
on the podcast. Just kidding. Everything's fine. So anyway, I've been up early this morning because I just had an epiphany. I need to go back to school because I lost my job. Just kidding. This was happening before this. And so I'm going to go finish my degree at Arizona State Online.
Because you only have 5 classes.
Yes, or eight, something like that. Some number that's under 10.
It's a question mark, but yeah, it's not a lot.
It's doable. And so then when I was applying for school, they kept asking me, okay, what's your name? What's your student ID? Or reapplying for school. And then they kept asking, do you work at Starbucks? And I'm like, why does everyone keep asking me that? So I looked, and Starbucks will 100% pay for my degree, which I was already going to go to ASU Online. So I'm excited. And this morning I got up at 4 a.m.
Oh my
and
goodness.
drove down to the Starbucks that I want a job at that I already applied at.
That is dedication already.
Dude, and I look good. I was like awake. I was like, what's up? I'm just here at
This
4:30.
is regular.
This is me. This is about to be me.
Doing my rounds.
Yeah. So anyway, I met the girl and she was so sweet. And so I think I'm maybe working at Starbucks. I'm gonna be slinging coffee and getting smart.
That is so fun. You're gonna love it. I loved working at Starbucks.
I think I'm gonna love it. I think everybody wants to work at Starbucks. Is that like a little, those aprons are so cute.
They're so cute. And if you become like Grandmaster Coffee Ninja, your apron is black.
What?
Yep.
That's
Yep.
insider information.
So it's something to aspire to. Can I tell you my largest sadness about all of this is that I will not be able to roll through there and get free coffee from you.
That's true. You're really going to be missing out.
So fun. I can't even wait. You're going to get the job, and then you're going to become a shift supervisor, which is what I did. And then you're going to become a manager. Well, you will surpass me because I only ever got to shift supervisor.
I'm gonna be black apron. I'm gonna be black belt Starbucks before anybody knows it. But by the time you are on to your next job,
Yep. So
just
my
kidding.
5-year plan is to become a nurse practitioner.
Okay, perfect.
So anyway, just
That's our
unrelated.
lives.
Who has 30,000 5-star reviews other than this podcast? Just kidding. We're not quite there. It's Brooklinen. They have 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. Brooklinen was founded in 2014 by a husband and wife. Their mission was to make 5-star hotel quality sheets more affordable and easy to order. There's no middleman, just great product and service. And I found that to be true when I ordered my Brooklinen sheets. My Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets I have ever slept on. And now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen, they're so confident that you're going to love their products, their sheets, their comforters, their towels. They all come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen, BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code SWP. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever.
So let's talk about Sanctuary. So let's just right off the bat, why don't we talk about cheap ways that you can improve your home?
Well, I just got this book by Michaelyn Smith.
Okay.
I got it and it's called Cozy Minimalism.
Okay.
And I'm only like 30 pages in, but I really like it. It's written in a way like regular people can get something out of it. It's not all about how to make your home look like Anthropology and you have $1 million. It's really about how cozy you can have cozy without having 19,000 throw pillows.
Okay.
Cozy doesn't mean more and more stuff. And okay. Minimalism doesn't mean cold and sterile.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I really like it so much. So, but I don't have all the answers because I'm still reading the book. But cheap ways that I like to improve my home are move some of the decorations around into different rooms. Because then you're looking at them and going, oh my gosh, that whole space looks new or different. Because sometimes it's not that you don't like your stuff or that your house is terrible. It's just that you're sick of looking at it where it's currently been.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's free. It costs you is some calories.
Yes, which is good. I'm willing to give those up.
Okay.
Good. Another thing I love is just get rid. I love throwing stuff away. Get rid of stuff and you're going to feel so good about yourself.
Okay. I'm a big fan of that. I'm a big fan of throwing everything away. My husband is not a big fan of me throwing everything away.
My husband either. He's like, what if we need that? And so like if we're throwing away like a piece of cardboard, I'll say, would you like to see if there might be anybody who would like to use this?
Check the inventory and see if how many pieces of weird cardboard we have.
Yeah, like the circle that comes from under the frozen pizza. I don't know if our neighbor needs that for a craft.
I understand. Well, we're not that bad over here. Sounds like y'all are hoarders, but I know you're not.
Well, no, because I throw it away.
Yeah, I have to do it in the middle of the night, but I do it. Something that I like to do is, and I just started doing it because I kill plants, but I really like the way that I like the feeling of plants. It's nice.
Our mother is a plantologist.
She's great. Her patio is gorgeous. She has plants living inside, outside, and they're alive.
She's like E.T. She can just touch it and it will bloom.
It's true. I don't have that. I set an alarm or I set a reminder on my phone for like every other day or whatever seems regular for whatever plant I'm trying to keep alive. And I can't do it. It's just not going to happen. But Hobby Lobby has actually good looking fake like succulents and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. So I saw something recently. Sometimes I feel like, okay, I have a pretty good size wall and I want to put something on it, like a big wooden something, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever a big piece of art would be, like a sign. And then I saw that they took a long succulent because they have them that are like 2 feet, 3 feet long.
Oh, like a garland of succulent?
Kind of, yeah. And then they put it kind of off center, like you hang it over top of this wooden picture and then a little bit down the side. Uh-huh. And it like, I don't know, just makes it a little bigger, more full and not like it was just a blank wall with a sign on it. It's really pretty. Maybe we can put a picture of it somewhere.
So you've done that in your house?
No, but I'm going to because I have some big walls that I want to throw a large piece of something on.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have to have other things to fill in some extra space. But if I did that, in the meantime, I can have that up and then add to it later if I need to.
I like it.
Yeah, succulents, fake ones.
I also found that, because I like to hang stuff everywhere, but when I kind of, we redid our kitchen and made like a little seating nook place, and I took everything on all the walls and put it together in kind of like a, what do you call it? Like a collection of things. Rebecca hates that. She don't like collections, but I like them.
Gosh, what's it called when you put a bunch of pictures together?
You
put
a
collage?
No. A scrapbook? No. Anyway, so I hung stuff together and it took a larger place on one wall, but everything else felt so nice and plain.
Okay. Are you talking like pictures plus little shelves plus like what?
Yeah. Like I have an arrow, like a red metal arrow and like, just knickknacks on your walls, knickknack paddywhack. I don't know.
Give a dog a bone. Move on. Okay. I get it. I get what you're saying.
Oh man. So
I have one. So this is not really a decorating thing, but inside all of my cabinets or under all my sinks, everything is in either the recyclable totes. You know, that you have like 1,000 of them for groceries.
Oh, totes. Yes.
Yeah. So I take those and I kind of make them stand upright. You know, some are kind of rigid. So yeah. I've got ones that are a little hard and I'll tuck the little arm guys.
The handles.
I tuck those in. And so like all my dish rags, like my crappy rags that we keep for gross stuff that happens constantly. Uh-huh. Like all of those are stacked up in a bag. And everything is either in like a dollar store little tote type thing or one of those bags. So everything is organized under my sink. People that go under there, they're like, what's happening? This is magical, but it's really simple.
I've seen it and it's impressive.
It's impressive. Sometimes I take like, if anyone were to ever drink beer in our house, it wouldn't be us. Just kidding. But I'll take those cardboard boxes and cut the tops off of them. And like my underwear drawer is just a bunch of like cardboard boxes that have had the tops cut off of them. And so like my like little weird socks go in one and my big wool socks go in one and my underwear go in one.
That is so cool.
I love it. Take that, Pinterest.
It's true. In our under our sink is so many plastic bags, even though I certainly try to use the reusable totes, but there's so many plastic bags, and that if you need anything, you're just gonna have to like fly through like you're trying to walk through fog, you know, just kind of slowly move things out of the way. It's ridiculous.
Part the sea of bags.
Yes.
I'm sorry about your unfortunate situation. Put it in a bag. Put all your bags in a bag, girl.
I'm doing it wrong. So, what's your favorite spot in your house?
I'm sitting in it right now. My favorite spot in the house is an oversized chair from Craigslist near a window because I didn't feel like I had a spot that was just my spot. Mm-hmm. So I picked out a chair and it was super cheap and just I can just curl up in it near a window with a little table and some books. And that's my favorite spot.
So good. Is it in your bedroom? I can't tell where you are right now.
It is. It's in my bedroom.
Because it wasn't there when we lived there. I mean, when we visited, it wasn't there.
It felt like you lived here.
It was
a while.
It's a long visit. It was like 2 weeks. That was really the test of true sisterhood right there.
That's right. So I think creating a spot for yourself is pretty easy. It's just, where do you like to be? Where do you need quiet, or do you need to be in a spot where you need to be able to see everybody? And what makes you feel good? Do you need to have something hung on the wall? Do you need to have it be a spot that's always clean? So because that's why I like to in my bedroom, because I know I can keep this clean.
Yes.
Because I need to be seeing clean things.
Yes, we're the same that way. You guys, if you have never ordered from ButcherBox, the joy of having a giant box of meat delivered to your door, and you know it's really, really good, 100% grass-fed and finished meat, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork. Their bacon is uncured, nitrate-free, and sugar-free. So how ButcherBox works is you choose from their curated boxes, or you can customize your own box. The meat is frozen at the peak of freshness, vacuum packed in biodegradable packaging, and then it's delivered to your door. And the part that I need in my life is that ButcherBox teaches you how to cook the meat well, because I am not that good at cooking meat. So for two free filet mignons, yes, I did just say that, plus free bacon, plus $20 off your order, go to butcherbox.com/SWP and enter code SWP at checkout. Go now. This is over a $50 value, and it's only available for a limited time. So again, for two free filet mignons, free bacon, and $20 off your order, go to butcherbox.com/SWP and enter coupon code SWP at checkout. Guys, I want to take a second and tell you about a new sponsor of the show, Blinds Chalet. Blinds Chalet is America's foremost window covering experts. They offer the best blinds, shades, and shutters available on the market today. Y'all know I just recently redid my master bedroom, and Blinds Chalet is who I used. When I ordered the window treatments, it was super simple. They have so many to choose from. I just selected the coverings I was interested in. When I made my choice, I just plugged in my window measurements and ordered the blinds. They'll also help with measuring and installing if you need. So with Blinds Chalet, you get the best custom window treatment products at the best price is available. Some of the product even ships one business day after your order. See the difference for yourself and order your free samples from Blinds Chalet today. So you can visit Blinds Chalet at blindschalet.com and use promo code STRUGGLEWELL for a special discount just for my listeners. So again, that's blindschalet.com, blindschalet.com, and use coupon code STRUGGLEWELL for an exclusive discount. So my favorite spot right now is my bedroom because we kind of just redid it because there was nothing going on in there. It was literally a mattress on the ground.
Yeah.
So now that there's like a bed, like an actual person with a bed would have, I really love it. But again, it's a very simple. Everything is shades of neutral or like a neutrally green, there's not a lot happening in there. And so my brain can be calm.
Right. That's good. And maybe it's different for other people. Maybe people like red walls in their bedroom, something crazy. It makes them feel funky.
Yes.
I mean, I can't imagine it. It would make me feel like I was on fire or something.
Stressful. Yes.
Yeah. But you do you.
It's true. Okay. So to keep our homes feeling like sanctuaries. So by that, I mean, just like a place you can come and be calm and be cozy and welcome people. Is there anything that you have to do before you go to bed? I don't know why that, it just feels like a way to wrap up the day so that you can wake up in the morning and not feel mad about, because sometimes you can just, I don't know, wake up and feel really upset that everything is a disaster. But everybody has different thresholds and different things that are not non-negotiables.
Right. And it can, you wake up and feel everything's a disaster, but really it was only just this one thing that sets me off.
Yes.
It used to be the way our house was arranged. I could not handle when things were just living on the coffee table.
Mm.
Like a weird thing. Because it was as soon as you walk in the door, whether it's the front door or like coming in from the garage, the first thing you see is the coffee table. So when there was stuff on it, I would come home and just be super bent out of shape. I was also like 20. And so it was a different Katie. So it used to be a coffee table. Now it is just dishes. I can't be waking up to dishes. It's too much for me.
Yeah. It was dishes for me. And it's still, you know, I still would prefer them to be done. But if my counters are sticky and covered in crumbs, I'd rather just move out.
In the morning. Because what's the first thing you do in there in the morning?
I stumble out of bed. It's so bad. My eyes aren't even all the way open and I just get my coffee. And so then I sit down and just wonder why I'm not still in my bed. And I don't like to sit down at a table with crumbs.
I get that. You guys, Emily is very weird in the mornings. She might seem like she has it all together.
Oh.
And she does. She does like the rest of the day. But in the morning, she is very strange.
You know, it's not strange. It's endearing.
Okay. It's sloth-like. But like a confused sloth where you're looking around like, why do I have to do this?
Where am I?
Yeah.
Totally. No, I am. And mom's the same way. I got it honest.
You got it honest?
Do you not know that phrase?
No.
Oh, it must be something I got from my husband.
You
it
got
means
it
like
honest.
I came by it. I don't even know what it means, but I got it honest. But what I love is that my son is the same way. So we all just kind of, and then Lane and Eric wake up tap dancing and singing. Oh, it's like, shut up. Why are you doing this to me? You must hate me or you'd be quiet.
Right.
Anyway, I also, I don't know about you, but I have to head into the evening with lamplight. I have to head into the morning with lamplight. Like I just turn on as few lights as possible. Like a nightlight. That's fine. Like, let's turn on the nightlight. We're starting to wake up. But Eric will come in, is tap dancing, and turn on all the lights.
Okay, he doesn't really tap dance, but I hear you. He does whistle and sing and all those kinds of things.
Yes. And the lights all have to be on at all times. It's very aggressive.
That sounds aggressive. He might as well paint your walls red.
Oh, man.
So are you walking around with a lantern? That's what it seems like.
I just turn on like the tiny light on top of the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
I just got to ease into it.
Are you getting tired right now? I feel like you're going down.
I only have like a solid hour of productivity each day.
Yes, I agree with the low light. I'm big on candles. And I feel like this is another tip. If my house is really dirty and I'm feeling sad about it, I will just turn lights off and light candles and it does feel different.
Yes. I love that idea.
No one will ever even know the difference.
Nope. Lasting helps couples get their marriage back on track so they can build a lasting relationship. I love my husband. He's fantastic. But even though our marriage is great, there's always something that we can learn. Every relationship takes work, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. Lasting can bring some clarity to your relationship. They've done a lot of marriage research. They also help you talk about things that you don't exactly know how to talk about. You can do it when you have time. It just takes like 5 minutes to complete each session. Then you compare notes with your spouse. Celestine is free to download it. You can get it at the iTunes store today. And Struggle Well Project listeners can unlock the entire app and get your first month for just 99 cents by going to getlasting.com/SWP and then use the coupon code SWP. So again, the app is free, but to download all the premium content for just 99 cents, go to getlasting.com/SWP. That's getlasting.com/SWP and use the offer code SWP during checkout. You get your first month for 99 cents.
Do you feel like you have an open door policy? Like, do you think that this is not how we really grew up? It was not like a come on by whenever, doors always open. It wasn't like friends in and out a bunch, which is fine. I think that's how I prefer things. Mm-hmm. But some people are that way. What do you think? Do you think that you are that way?
Certainly anybody can come over, but even my neighbors, we're all really close. We just leave stuff on the doorstep and say, I left bread on your doorstep or I left you a treat or whatever.
Right.
Usually you would tell somebody if you're coming over. I think people like to say they have an open door policy, but I don't know if it's actually that realistic to think. Because even if someone says they do, that doesn't mean they really want you to just come on over anytime. I don't know.
Maybe it's just because we grew up in the same house, but that would freak me out. I feel like I want to be that person, but in reality, if somebody were to come over to my house, it's always been fun because I do have friends that are like popover friends.
Okay.
I think they really live that way. So when they do it, it's fun, but I'm not the person that's like, oh, anytime. I can't. No one come over anytime. That's weird for me.
They do the pop in, but you didn't give
it. I didn't really invite it. Yeah, but I do actually love it. When it happens, I like it.
Yeah. The other day, I didn't put on my calendar that the community group was coming over. And there's four other couples and I think 20,000 children.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was doing my meal prep for the whole week.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, all these people started coming over and I was like, rare change of plan. You know how good I am at that. But it was actually really good because I'm like, okay, well, here you are in... Does anybody want to help me cut sweet potatoes?
Exactly. And this is what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, it was fun. It was great. And we did it. But it's not my favorite way because I usually have a plan of how I'd like things to go.
Yeah.
Or things I'd like to get accomplished that day. But yeah, it's fine when it happens. I do have friends who just come over and I let them in and it's great.
Of course.
But it definitely takes some readjusting of myself.
Right. You have to pull out the lamp.
To pull out the lamp and say, and now we will start with some low lights.
See you in an hour. Okay. Can we do our little quizzes that we did?
Yes. These will be in the show notes.
First one, HGTV, finding what's your design personality.
Okay. What did you get?
I got cast shadows, which I had never heard of before.
I got the same thing. And I don't know. I didn't necessarily agree with the picture that they showed.
That's how I felt, but I read the description. So inspired by nature. Okay. I like a long succulent. That's been established. Love minimalist lines, which just hearing that makes me really happy. I went to school for architectural design and lines, straight lines just make me like, I just want to live there forever.
That is so interesting.
It is really weird. So minimalist lines.
But you don't wear stripes.
Oh, no, not on my person. But like just on a piece of paper or in art, anything that's really symmetrical.
Line. So what does a curvy line do for you?
Not a lot. No, just simple. So listen to this. Get a load of this. Minimalist lines, love minimalist lines and great architecture, delicate color and strong form. Yes.
Okay.
Like sometimes I feel weird that I only like subtle colors. No, like beigey type.
Neutrals.
What do you call it? Neutrals. Yeah, yeah. But then you have neutrals and then you put like a big white vase, up somewhere. That's so fun.
There you go.
It's simple. Oh my gosh, it makes me just so happy thinking about it. Subtlety and clean design delight you. Yes. So the description of it, I totally agree with.
Yeah.
You don't feel like that's it for you?
Well, the description that I liked of cast shadows was industrial meets farmhouse.
Oh.
So I do have a lot of metal, but also it's just kind of eclectic and whatever. I don't really know. The whole design thing makes me confused. I know what I like, and I know when I go to other people's houses and I'm like, okay, that's nice for your house, but I don't necessarily like that for me. But I don't really know how to put names on it.
It is hard to name it, but I like those descriptions, and I do like farmhouse for you. If you guys don't know, Emily's really good at decorating things.
Oh, you're sweet. I don't really know about that, but... Okay, so I was want to know, what are some tips that you use to kind of keep down the crazy in the house? Like, as far as the amount of things. Like, next week, we're going to talk to Dana White, and she is a master at decluttering. So we're going to talk about that next week. But like, what do you do that helps you?
I think my only real thing is putting things in things.
Putting things
in a basket. Yeah. So like a basket that only has hair stuff in it.
Okay.
A basket that only has face wash and those types of things in it. So that if my basket's too full, I'm like, oh, I got to get rid of some of this stuff. Or okay. I can't buy new stuff until I use this stuff up.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. Keeps you from just gathering too many things. Right. I don't like... things on my counters. You're the same way. So I have a lot of people over at my house and they're constantly leaving stuff. And so in the front closet, there's a return basket. So if somebody left something, I just throw it in there. And then when people come over, I just pull it out and say, is this any of y'all's stuff? And if it's not, I just take it to the Goodwill.
That's a great idea.
And I do the same with a Goodwill basket. So like there's a basket for returns and a basket for Goodwill. And so it just kind of goes from one basket to the other basket. And it's not just sitting on my counter waiting to be returned.
Be thrown away. Because if it's on my counter, it will get sorted and you may not like where it gets sorted to.
Yes. Do your kids say, Mom, please don't throw this away? My kids are always like begging for mercy.
Mercy. Yes. No. Well, they know that if I throw it on the counter, I will pick it up and say, did you mean to put this in the trash? And they're like, ooh.
Yeah, I say, so you're saying you don't want this anymore. Right. This Lego set is dead to you? Is this what you're telling me?
They have it so good, they don't even know.
They don't even know. Well, we can put stuff in our alley, like big trash. And so I will just take things out of their room, like big things that they're not taking care of, and put it in the alley.
Oh, buddy.
It's not like photo albums and things they treasure, but like, I remember we had this princess chair that when you sat down, it went, dun, 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 and I hated it. But they wouldn't get rid of it because of their special feelings for it, not because they cared about it or sat in it. But anyway, and I actually think we got it out of the alley.
Oh, that's cool.
We're trash pickers. It's fine. Anyway, so they wouldn't clean their rooms, neither one of them. And so I'm saying, well, that princess chair is going in the alley until your rooms are clean. And man, did they speed around and got that chair out of the alley.
That's good.
So, anyhow, because people come and pick things out of the alley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The other trash pickers.
Yeah. It's a whole community of us.
Do you guys have a Facebook group?
No, we don't want anyone to know who we are.
Oh, right. It's anonymous. Yep.
Okay. So, because I love strange news and because we're talking about homes, I looked up strange home news.
Okay.
And I sure enough found something hysterical.
Sure enough. Show me. Tell me.
So in Saskatchewan, which I was kind of excited that I got to say that word, in Canada, 2 years ago, there was a guy, and he has a lot of acres of land, and he was just kind of walking around on his land.
Okay.
There was a house there that did not used to be there. And the title of the news article was, "You think you know about all the houses on your property."
You don't know.
You don't know. He found a house on his land, so... he didn't know what to do, because what would you do? Like an actual house, like it was on wheels, like it was a house being moved. Like if you'd see on the freeway, like wide load, you know, and then there's like a house heading down the freeway. It was like one of those. So he put it on Facebook. He took a picture of it and put it on Facebook and said, has anyone lost a house?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, sure enough, Brenda said, that's my house. Thank you so much. She had lost it.
Sure enough.
It was being... transported, and because of like problems with permits or whatever, whoever was transporting it was like, I mean, here's good, and they just left the house.
So oh my gosh,
he didn't know he had gotten a house. Brenda didn't know where her house was.
Oh my gosh.
But Facebook reunited a home with their owner.
Thank goodness. That is really funny.
What would you even do? How do you even, it seems silly that he went to Facebook, but it also seems like, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, what else are you going to do? My initial reaction was I would knock on the door, but if nobody's there, then you have to do something weird.
Yeah, it was still like on the truck bed. Like,
right.
It was nobody was like living in it or, I mean, I guess, whatever. So,
right. That's funny. People are weird.
People are weird. Okay, so finally, I want to ask, would you live in a tiny house? Because I really would. I love the idea of a tiny house.
I would totally live in a tiny house. It would just have to be, we would do a lot of things outside.
Yes.
Because, you know, kids and stuff. So I would do it. I would just have to live somewhere beautiful. Where
that's
outside
the problem.
Is an option.
Yeah, that's the problem is I was looking up when you called, where would I put a tiny house in my town? And I didn't get any answers. Because when you see them in the magazines, they already, right. They're like at the foot of a mountain.
Right.
Or whatever, by themselves. So I would need to know, where could I put this tiny home? I would think my kids would need to be moved out.
Oh, yeah. So just you and your husband.
Because they cost, average cost is $23,000. You could pay that off pretty quick. No yeah. mortgage.
Yeah, that's probably a retirement thing. That's a good idea. You know, they have them that you can vacation in.
I would like to try that out first. Just see about it.
I would too. I think it'd be fun.
I know that if I said I wanted a tiny house, then my husband's next thing would be, well, that's the same as living on a boat. Let's live on a boat. No.
Yep.
Stop it, Eric.
I know. Didn't you just talk about that last week?
Yes, I did with Sarah. Her husband wants a sailboat too.
Yeah.
We both are married to crazy boat people.
I'm on a boat, y'all. You could say that.
I could. I got my flippy floppies.
Well, so we got our first official complaint from a patron.
You and I did?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Named Stephanie. She was very upset that she would never get a Patreon shout out because we would never get to the S's.
I know who that is.
That girl is trouble. So I want to do a quick S shout out to the patrons.
Shout out.
That's right. Here we go. Suzanne, Susan, Stephanie, Shannon, Sarah, 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 Sandy, Samantha, Samantha, Samantha. Thank you guys for being patrons of the show.
You guys, our special S group. What a bunch of S words.
Super, super spectacular.
Well, Katie, any other things about sanctuary?
That's it for me, sugar.
All right, ladies, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Find us on Patreon if this was mind-blowing and you want more of it.
Bam. Bye.
Bye. We are Emily and Katie. Tune on in and then turn us up to 80. We are fumbling through the phone, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the struggling sisters. La 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 la. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the struggling sisters.